The airspace over Tomales Bay was the scene of an unusual series of experiments last week, as researchers from the U.S. Geologic Survey and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent small unmanned aircraft, drones in other words, up to look for wintering waterfowl.
We're testing these unmanned systems to see if we can use them for water bird surveys. San Francisco Bay is a really important wintering ground for a lot of water birds, especially diving ducks.
Orion Richmond is a wildlife biologist in the Fremont Fish and Wildlife Service office. He helped coordinate the test flights and says two quite different types of drones were used.
There's a Raven, and it's a little fixed-wing like model airplane. It has a single propeller wingspan of about 4 feet. It can only carry a really light payload. It comes with a built-in camera. It can also do thermal imaging. And the other unit is called the T-Hawk. It's funny to say, but it sort of looks like a little Weber barbecue. It's gas-powered, whereas the Raven is battery-powered. The T-Hawk has a blade sort of at the bottom, like a little helicopter, so it can go up or down vertically and hover in place. Some of the tests we were doing were to look at how low can you go and not disturb the water birds, and how high can you go and still be able to identify them. And we're trying to find that sweet spot where we're low enough that we can identify them, but not so low that we're creating disturbance.
On that score, the smaller battery-powered drone must have been more successful, as the gas-driven alternate was inescapably audible. Paul Raffel found it loud and annoying in his home in downtown Marshall.
We heard this high-pitched, whining, loud noise all the way across Tomales Bay from us. It was a very insistent noise, sort of like a whining leaf blower. It was going for, it was going on for 3 hours, I guess.
Raffel was forewarned about the flights by an article in the West Marin Citizen, but he says not everyone got the advance word.
There was one resident, it was so loud at her place right across the bay that she thought it was something happening in her house. So she was turning off things like the fridge and, and anything electric because she thought something was malfunctioning and then realized it was outside.
Fish and Wildlife's Richmond says the drone flights are being tested as a possible alternative to the small planes currently used for their yearly bird surveys.
Currently, we're using fixed-wing aircraft with observers in the plane, and we count water birds all throughout the San Francisco Bay, and there are safety concerns with that because it's a low-elevation flight, so it's high risk. Also, the accuracy of the data is not as good as it could be, so we're hoping that if we can get photographs that we could get more accurate count information.
But the initial results from the series of test flights, which included others in Nevada and Kern County, suggest that the drone alternative isn't quite ready for prime time yet.
Expecting that these are going to get smaller, lighter, with better cameras and better batteries and or other power systems so they can have a better range. And as they get more common, we're also hoping that the FAA regulations can adapt to them and hopefully we can use them more widely in the future. It's not there yet, but I think there's a lot of potential in the technology.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.